When the Terra Foundation approached us with the initiative to further the transatlantic dialogue about the theoretical notions of what pictures are and what they do, we were very happy to be able to collaborate on this project, as it allows us to follow up a previous conference we initiated together in 2012 entitled German Scholarship on American Art Today. This earlier event marked the first step of increasing the transatlantic exchange of art historical scholarship, resulting in a very beneficial network for those involved. Ever since, the Terra Foundation and the German Center for Art History have shared many fellows and even employees as far as their biographies are concerned. The annual summer meeting of our respective groups of fellows has by now become almost ritual and is generally greatly appreciated by everyone. During the last couple of years, roughly a third of the DFKs, or the German Center of Art for Art History annual fellowships, have gone to American candidates, and thus it may come as no surprise that we are more eager than ever to directly address the intellectual dialogue between our two scholarly traditions. A dialogue that on so many levels plays an important role in our daily scientific work. While our institutions were conveniently resided next door to each other, the conference now requires us to cross a metaphorical Atlantic, the Seine, to take a new perspective on the subject matter. Not the least bit worried that this physical distance will reflect on the intellectual proximity. My gratitude goes to Werlin Tielemans and John Davis, as well as their team, for a very smooth organization of this event. As always, it's an absolute delight working with you. And now, I would like to wish you all a productive day second two of Rethinking Pictures, a conference that has started so fruitfully yesterday at the Rue de Lille. And now, it's up to David. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Welcome to the second day of the conference. We've got the first academic session now. There are two speakers whose topics are in some ways perhaps related but in others different. And therefore, I think diplomacy was always my strong suit. Positively different and positively the same. What we're going to do is have the speakers in sequence, and because we've got an hour and a quarter to explore, hear what they have to say and then explore their ideas, we'll take discussion individually after each of the papers. And it may be then that if what I say about difference and similarity is right, we can blend the two towards the end into a broader discussion. I just got one housekeeping announcement to make, which is that at 11 o'clock we'll be going up to the second floor where there's coffee, and then we'll go on to the future, the further sessions. So let's go straight to it. And our first speaker is Christopher Kersey, who is an assistant professor at the University of Richmond. He studied comparative literature at Princeton and then history of art at Berkeley, and his PhD dissertation had the title The Aesthetics of the Manuscript in Classical Japan. Christopher's a Japanese specialist, and his subject today is built images, the mark of Japan, and the terms of the picture.